T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, let's get to it. Good afternoon, everybody. Ellis Cannon. We are hosting KDK Radio Midday this week. Thank you so much for being out there. Well, Norman's already on the phone. I haven't even introduced the question of the day. Patrick's still here, Sparked with a T.com, hanging out after doing a lot here this morning with Marty. Thank you, God, he's back and around and up and all of that. We have an interesting, if not different, type of show today, very likely tomorrow. We're going to have 3 guests today. We're talking about the midterms. They're that big. They're that local. They're that state. They're that national. They're that different. So at the bottom of this half hour, Heather Heidebaugh will be joining us, partner, of course, with Leach Tishman, downtown Pittsburgh, well-known commentator, politics, elections, and law. 1:35, Terry Madonna is going to join us. Dr. Madonna, of course, director of Center for Politics and Public Affairs at Franklin and Marshall College. And 2:35, Katie Goldman, Esquire, partner Buchanan Ingersoll and Rooney, political and legal analyst, commercial litigation expert. So think about that. You know, that's not typically what we do, but candidly, we're going to do a lot of it tomorrow. Jim Bird's already in. I'll get a couple of other folks. I think today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, assuming that there's something that doesn't happen that blows everything else out of the water, that's what we'll be doing. We'll be talking about today, and we'll be thinking about one very, very simple question. Why are you voting? Why are you voting? The record numbers of people that have already voted. Portends that there's going to be an amazing vote, as has been calculated over the course of the last several weeks, if not few months. And a lot of that is national, but candidly, we're not really that focused on Kansas right now, or even Missouri, although there's a huge Senate race right there. And there are a lot of folks that are interested in what's going to happen to the House in Washington, what's going to happen in the Senate in Washington. One looks like it has a good chance to go Dem. One has a chance to likely increase the Republican advantage. And you understand that because the president, of course, dominates the news daily. He's on this tour that would wear down somebody 50 years younger, stopping all over the country. And we understand all that. But we have a governor's election. We have a number of seats up for the House of Representatives here and around the state, as in the House. We have seats in Harrisburg. We have local seats. We've got a lot to talk about. Hence getting some people in here that I work with regularly that could break all that down for us. When I am talking with you, which, again, if you put this all together, you could see it's going to be in the first half of every hour. Now to 12:30, 1 to 1:30, 2 to 2:30. The guests are booked at the bottom of the half to go to the top. Why are you voting? I read an analysis over the weekend from the Washington Post. It was in the Sunday Post. It mirrors a lot of what I'm saying right now, but in greater depth. And I think that it really channels a lot of the questions and answers as to why you're voting. For what? For who? Certainly, in many respects, it's looked at as a referendum on the presidency. That's not unusual. And it's not unusual for the first term, midterms of a president to go bad. The president has mostly said that these are about him. You're voting for me. He has personalized it more consistently than walked from it, although he's also done that. Healthcare, immigration, that may be on your mind. That cuts two ways, according to a lot of the polls. Could be about the economy. could be, whether we're talking about Washington or the diversity of the states, more about power and who's going to hold it, or as summarized by Dan Balls of the Post, what kind of country we see today and the type of country we want to see in the future. And that is why he concludes these midterms are unlike any in the recent past. Indeed, the headline is, this midterm election is like no other in a generation. Again, as I've mentioned, record numbers of people have already voted. We know how divided we are. We know the words hostility and division and opposite and things of that sort apply to just about everything now. Black, white, man, female, husband, wife, and so forth. Education. We know what they all are. But what's beautiful is that every state and every region has a different type of take. I mean, maybe the southern states have a little bit more in common than, for instance, those out west. But generally speaking, that's the beauty of the United States, of course, is the diversity amongst our states, whether that's all 50 or not. And yet, above the specifics, we have a question. And that is whether or not what we're really, really waiting for, what is truly motivating us to vote in record numbers before the day even happens and or in anticipation of it, is the identity of what we see of ourselves right now in the country and whether or not we want that to continue. And there are those who I understand want that to continue, including the many who are Donald Trump fans who are glad that somebody has finally come in, flipped some tables, shake up the political status quo that was leaving a lot of people behind. And yes, the means justify the ends. I am not a big believer in those means. I think they come at great risk and great cost. I think that some of the ends are actually more acceptable than maybe you would believe. But I'm not a big fan of the means. The means may be less important to you. Because, in fact, you felt like you were outside in your own country and that needed to change. We could break down elections over the course of a long period of time, and we see that they all have a particular theme to them. But I'm asking you, what is your theme? Why you are voting, whether it's local, state, or national? Are you influenced by the national when you vote local? Or are you doing grassroots? 866-391-1020 gets you aboard. 866-391-1020. This is KDK Radio. I'll be talking to her, of course, about the midterms, as I'll be doing with guests at the bottom of the hour, 1:35, Terry Madonna, 2:35, Katie Goldman, more tomorrow. But we will have a lot of room for you, which means a lot less for me. And that bottom line means, why are you voting? What is motivating you? For who? For what? You don't have to tell me necessarily for who specifically, but what is making you vote? And if you want to say who, that's fine. Do you believe the polls, like, at all? At all? We know the traditional midterm patterns are awful. Take a look just recently at 82, 94, 06, look at 10. We saw what happened. Those are runaway railroads for the sitting party. Is Donald Trump enough to overcome that traditional midterm pattern and fall? 866-391-1020. Before we started the show, Norman was holding on from Waynesburg. Welcome to the show. We appreciate you making the dial, Norm.
Very quickly, I missed MG this morning. I'm very glad to see he's back and his wife in their respective seats today. I will vote for any Republican. I am not being completely ignorant. If I see someone as a local party, sir, I will vote for her, and I will do that. Did you happen to see Saturday Night Live or hear about it?
If you're talking about the joke that Peter Davidson made, he should be off the air.
Were you
I didn't watch
aware
it.
Of that being mentioned on TV at all by the media, national media?
I'll be honest with you, sir. I was at church yesterday morning, and I spent time with our church anniversary.
Just to advise your listeners, and this is for everyone who would go out, I will vote because I think it's my constitutional right. There are many, many low moves by the left, and I'm not going to get into it. All I know is there is a gentleman who is a congressman in this country. I do not remember the state nor his name. He lost an eye.
Yeah, in the military, right.
In combat. And they were so low on NBC's Saturday Night Live that they put a creep on there that mocked him and had two eyes closed.
All right, let me do this again. I understand your outrage. He should not be on television. He should be on probation, suspension for a period of time. It was completely out of line. The gentleman who was co-hosting with him clearly thought the same thing. Kenan Thompson has also said the same thing. And everywhere I go in terms of websites, I see Peter Davidson's face with a lot of people saying he did the wrong thing. If that's what motivates you to go one party, a comedian's horde cross-the-line joke, that's fine. I asked why you're voting, and you answered your question. I appreciate that. Let's go out to Sean in Tarentum. Sean, I'm Ellis Canner. Welcome to KDK Radio.
Hi, Ellis. This week, some of my friends wondered why I claimed to be libertarian. And I figured I answered them. Maybe I'll answer some other people that have the same question. A libertarian does not worship a political party. A libertarian does not worship a particular politician. A libertarian adheres to the Constitution and to the ideas that anybody may come up with that would actually help the country.
It's also about less government invasion, and I think it tilts a little to the right. Am I right or wrong?
Very much, but that's the problem. Neither side right now are physically conservative. Neither side has a strong grasp on what the Constitution means. I mean, it's to the point now where I almost have to vote because of the way I wish the world would be and what party I see being closest to that.
Yeah, and that's fair. And I understand the motivation behind it. I'll be interested in how many people line up with you in such a partisan world. I'm fine with having a less partisan type of approach, and I understand the libertarian approach. I think there's a lot of value and merit to it. But we are so partisan that I would find, I don't know, I could be wrong, but I'm not of the mind that the same fervor that is attached to traditional parties would apply to the libertarians. I hope I'm wrong. Let's see. We'll talk to people over the course of the next 2 days. George and Clareton, my brother, how are you?
Hi, Ellis. How are you? Good afternoon, man. I concur with both callers. I may not be voting that way they're saying. Great to hear Marty back, and sorry about everything that's been going on the past couple weeks. I've been in the moratorium.
I understand. I'm glad you're back. I'm glad, obviously, Marty's back. It was great to give him a big hug and already start a lot of trash talking, so that's good stuff.
Yeah. Loosen it up. Yeah, and here tomorrow, I'm looking forward, and I'm going to vote predominantly blue, which I have not done in many, many, many years, maybe since Clinton ran. I did vote for Green Party way back in 2000, prior to 9/11, a little different mindset I had at that point. But I just think Trump needs drilled in, so that's the big end of it. And on the fear end, locally, and I'm a guy who's a Sagittarian, not a Libertarian, but a Sagittarian in a couple of weeks. I'll be 62 soon to be looking at some of the benefits. I don't want Lou Barletta or the prospective Governor Wagner cutting those benefits.
I'm sorry to cut you off there, George. My mistake. Thought you were done with that point. And it's one that is connected with a lot of people that are, in fact, climbing up the ladder. I'm going to take a break. I'll come back. I'll get to call number 4, Tom in Butler, reason for voting. And then at 35, Heather Heidebaugh, Ellis Canner. And you're listening to our midterm preview right here on KDK Radio. All right, folks, here's a drill, 866-391-1020, kdkradio.com. Also, you can text us, as always, at 866-391-1020, the text line. Brought to you by Wright Automotive, the best deal in Pittsburgh. Also, you do not want to forget the NRG Santa Spectacular. More on that in just a few minutes. It's November 16th at Point State Park. In the meantime, I promised Tom in Butler. Tom, you got about 45 seconds. Why are you voting?
Well, I'm going to do the first thing I've never done. I'm going to pull the straight Republican ticket.
Going R, and, aren't you, Tom?
Pardon me?
You're going to go R. You're going to just pull it like you're at the
go
casino.
R. Yeah, mainly because of the way they treated Justice Kavanaugh.
Mm-hmm.
And the Democrats are more interested in people that aren't even citizens of the country than the middle class. So, you know, they're just on the East and the West Coast. The rest of the country doesn't matter.
Well, I tell you what, the latter part's quite interesting because latter part of the country, just like the latter part meaning from inside the coast to inside the coast, is we saw how powerful that was in 16. We know in Pennsylvania, don't we? We know the T. We know how powerful that could be, particularly if there's anything close to something even on the east and the west. That was a big message of 16. We'll see if it's a big message tomorrow. I'm Ellis Cannon. It's Radio Ellis Cannon. Heather Heidelbaugh is well-known to you, partner with Leach Tishman downtown, of course, and also well-known commentator, politics, elections, and law, former member-at-large, Allegheny County Council, and former co-counsel, co-chair, Republican National Lawyers Association. How are you, Heather?
I'm good. How are you doing, Ellis?
Good. I appreciate you giving me a couple of segments here. We want to really hit this hard today and tomorrow. Let's start with generally this topic of polls. Do we have much confidence in those anymore?
No, we don't.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, I want to hear your take on it. And I'll offer you this from Nate Silver, of course. He's the election forecaster of note and founder of 538, told ABC News, no one should be surprised if the Dems only win 19, and no one should be surprised if the Dems win 51 seats in the House.
That's a prediction with certainty, right?
Right. That's like what a case is worth, $250,000 to $2.1 million. It's not... I mean,
you know,
go ahead.
Just feel like with the absence of land-based phone lines, with the massive amounts of ways that young people communicate, and even, you know, people our age, I don't think there is an accurate way to poll. Now, the pollsters will tell you if they take a cross sample of 450 to 600 registered voters, that they're going to be able to predict these things. You know, I don't have confidence. Maybe it's because 16 was such a absolutely wrong. And, you know, we have anecdotal evidence. People say, I absolutely believe there's going to be a blue wave. Then you have absolutely believe that you know, we're going to retain, that Republicans are going to retain the Senate. I think a lot can happen in 24 hours or 48 hours. We're down to 24, or less than 24, actually. It's just so volatile. It's very, very hard to predict. And then you have all the early voting that's already done.
Tens of millions. I mean, that really reflects not just the enthusiasm. I mean, it obviously does, but it reflects, I think it's a harbinger of what's to come, that there's going to be lines tomorrow. Forget the weather. There are going to be lines tomorrow. What has the people so motivated?
Well, I do think that I feel that it's going to be a referendum on the presidency. You know, there's people that I have talked to recently, very, very recently, that were very hardcore for the president, particularly one in the last weekend. And this was the conversation. Did I make a mistake when I voted for the president? I don't want a border wall. I want our country to be kind and to allow asylum refugees into our country, because that's how our country was formed. I believe that the rhetoric is changing our country permanently for the worse. I mean, these were statements from people who really believed that Donald Trump was Reagan-esque and would deliver the country to some new policies, lower taxes, you know, regulation reform, some immigration reform, and would have the skills to do it. I don't think that's come to pass. And what we keep talking about is, would the hardcore pro-Trump people ever, would there ever be any information given to them in which they would change their minds? And I'm starting to see that a little bit. You just wonder, you know, will it translate into numbers?
Well, that's interesting, Heather, because if you stop and think, obviously that base has been largely unshakable in its support for the reasons you mentioned and we're all well aware of. But when you start to ask about whether you want to see a change in the way the country's tone is, or the tenor of the country, or what type of country we have, there have been multiple times when that same voting bloc has had the opportunity to express itself pretty directly, and at least in the polls, have not abandoned him. Why would it be different tomorrow?
I don't know. I used to be young and cocky,
Who wasn't?
And I would say this is what's going to happen. I just was so shook by 2016 that I can't say what's going to happen. I can give you a complete and utter guess.
Yeah.
And my complete and utter guess, the feeling that I have, is that the rhetoric has been so bad that there will be a wholesale change.
Heather Heidebaugh is on the radio with us. Heather, we've seen this in the past. I was mentioning a couple of other elections at midterms of note, 82, 94, 06, 10. Obviously, remember 10, and boy, the Republicans went, you know, off and had a big day. I'm not expecting that sort of day. And, you know, again, I'll go back to CBS News, which really hit it when it came to 16. What their polling was, it actually stuck with people for a period of time. It didn't just randomly go. And what they did, and they hit it out of the park, was to go to those people and just literally follow them and see if certain issues and developments had changed them. And it was based on that that they thought Donald Trump would win. And even they say that the most likely scenario is the Dems could end up with 225 seats. That's more than a 218. So they get the majority. Another shows that it wouldn't quite that be that way. But these have 13-seat margins of error. I mean, that's like a plus-minus in a poll of 9. I mean, that's almost worthless.
It's guessing. You know, Michael Moore, the filmmaker and documentarian, they were playing clips of his pronostications, and he said, you know, I talk to people, actual people in Flint, Michigan. I talk to people in Pennsylvania and Ohio, and they feel that they've been left behind. Of course, this was 2016. They want someone to see them and to hear them. And those people still exist. I don't know whether they've been seen or heard, but I do think those people probably didn't like the path that the country is taking. So obviously his rallies are still well attended. A question to me is whether those individuals who have been very anti-Trump from the Republican Party, from the independents, and from the Democratic Party are going to show up in large numbers in a midterm. We know historically that a midterm of a first-term presidency will often have a downturn for his party. Mm-hmm. We know that. This heavy negativity on the rhetoric, you just feel like it will make a difference. He didn't really win by that much. I think the conventional wisdom is that he won by 85,000 votes in 3 states, Ohio, Wisconsin, or is it Michigan, mm-hmm. and Pennsylvania. So on the terms of Electoral College, he obviously lost the popular vote by 3 million. But if those small numbers, really 85,000, decide, there could be a swing of 160,000. That's not that many.
No, it's
to really change the face of the House.
And again, he's not on the ballot, but he's definitely hovering around it. We're going to have one more segment with Heather Heidebaugh. We certainly appreciate her time with us. And I want to start talking stateside when we come back. You're listening to KDK Radio. 55, your calls at the next 5. That'll be 105, and we'll run with you to the bottom of the next hour. Heather, of course, you know her quite well, former member at large, Allegheny County Council, and a well-known commentator on politics and more. Heather, I will talk a little bit on stateside here for a moment. First of all, the governor's race is a blowout. Am I reading that wrong? Is 20, 25, 26% a bad read by me?
I think you're probably right on that.
What happened there?
You know, I think it's a combination. I feel like there wasn't a huge issue this cycle that got the citizenry kind of unhappy with the incumbent. I think there's a large ability of the incumbent to get that second term and a governorship. I think he did go out and meet with the people, and I don't think anybody was mad at him.
Yeah, I've had it described to me, and maybe it was by yourself, he's not done enough to fire him.
I think that's right.
All right, then. And by the way, Bob Wagner played a role in that as well. There were times when, at least from where I sit, it didn't quite look like it was as coherent as it needed to be. Is that just who he is, or was there something flawed about his campaign that just dramatized those setups and the way he is differently?
I don't know Senator Wagner well. I've met him on a couple occasions. I don't know what effect the I'm going to wear a golf shoe comment had. Probably didn't have a big effect except for political commentators. It was a gaffe that shouldn't have happened. I'm not sure that he necessarily found his sweet spot. I think that he was hoping that folks who had come out for Trump would support him. And I think this is a lesson that you have to understand. The president can have an effect, but you also have to work real hard in having an identity yourself.
Mm.
And the people have to like you. Sometimes the coattails of the president will hurt you. Sometimes they will help you. And sometimes they don't have enough effect either way.
Yeah, right. I mean, we've gotten into this mindset in the last 2 years that it's either or, that all you have to do is attach yourself to the train and you're going to be okay. But I think this is highlighting that that's not always going to be true. On the Senate race, Bob Casey comfortably in charge as well.
I think that's going to, you know, Bob Casey, I think he has some real weak spots. He's not known out in the West. I think a average citizen would be hard-placed to say some of the things that he has accomplished in the Senate. But then again, you know, he doesn't anger people. He has a name that's pure gold in Pennsylvania. There had to be a lot of infusion of cash, both from the national level and from individual contributors. And Mr. Barletta is you know, out in the East and wasn't well known out here in the West. And, you know, in order to win, you have to keep the numbers low in Philly. You have to get every vote you can in the tee, and you have to keep the loss really low in Allegheny County. And it's a big state.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. Let's Heather Heiderbaugh's on. Let's talk a little bit about the new district. Now we have two incumbents for the first time, or only time in this cycle, that are running against each other. Of course, Keith Rothfuss, Connor Lamb. What do you see?
I really like Keith Rothfuss. I have been his lawyer in the past. I have known him as a colleague at the bar for a very long time. Connor Lamb comes from a good family. I'm friends with his dad. You know, it's going to be a tough race. I think it's going to be a squeaker. I think that is going to be a coattails race on the president somewhat. I think Keith is going to pull it out at the end because Keith has worked really hard as a congressman in that district. I know it's a new district, but obviously he's been a congressman for three terms. He is, I think, reflects the mood of the district. He's extremely bright. He's worked very, very hard in Washington and come back home a lot and met with his constituents. I don't think there's anyone mad at Keith Rothfuss. So I'm gonna think it's a squeaker, but he's gonna pull it out.
Well, I haven't heard a lot of that poll show otherwise, but like you said at the beginning, you don't hold those in the highest regard right now. So we'll keep that in mind as things unfold tomorrow. Last but not least, as you look around, there are some obvious places where there are some gimmies favor the Democrats and maybe even the Republicans, but women, we're finally going to have some women in D.C. and more in Harrisburg, things of that sort. Your thought, and of course you know the clock, I've got about a minute left. What is your thought in terms of women generally, either in electorate or voting?
Steve Bannon, former aide to the president, said that we all better watch out because women are taking over. And that he thought that was a bad thing. And
wow.
I think it's a good thing. Mm-hmm. I think that our world has a lot of problems, and women can come to solutions. I saw it on county council. I worked across the aisle with my Democratic friends, Barbara Daly Danko and Amanda Green Hawkins, and we could disagree. We weren't disagreeable. More women is a good thing.
I'm fine with that as well. Heather, thanks so much. Look forward to seeing you again soon, and I really do appreciate the time today.
Thanks, Alice.
You're welcome. Heather Heiderbaugh. We're going to jump out right now, and we're going to take it over to Scott. Amelia is making this all happen today, so make sure you say hello to her. KDK Radio Midday, 866-391-1020. Many of you were calling during Heather's interview, and I asked her to please pass along. We want to hear from you, but we'd recommend you call back. So I think that's a good idea right now, and we're going to be taking calls to the bottom of the next hour. Then we're going to be joined by Terry Madonna. Of course, you're well aware of him as a pollster, political science professor, director for the Center for Politics and Public Affairs. He's going to outline the five major factors that will influence tomorrow. And we're looking forward to that time with him. Here's something to look forward to as well. You don't want to miss the NRG Santa Spectacular. That's Friday. That's November 16th down at Point State Park. Pittsburgh's family holiday tradition will kick off with the Winter Wonderland at 5 o'clock. Don't miss a very special performance by Gabby Barrett and a holiday train display from the McKeesport Model Railroad Club, presented by S.W. Randall Toys and Gifts, and also Fireworks NRG. Santa Spectacular details at kdkradio.com. Once again, two lines are available. Two are ringing, 866-391-1020. It's a very simple question. Why are you voting? What is motivating you? Do you believe the polls? For who, and for that matter, is the Donald Trump factor such he can overcome those midterm patterns that generally spell bad things for the sitting president?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.